Holy God, we ask for your wisdom as we come to understand your ways. We ask that your wisdom should speak through us or in spite of us. Amen. There was a man who had two sons. And one of them took his inheritance and left for a distant country, and there he squandered his property in dissolute living. My mother has a saying, those people who don't have big families, what do they talk about? Because in a big family, there's always someone who wanders, someone who has spent their money in dissolute living. Don't you love that phrase, dissolute living? What we imagine dissolute living is depends on who we are and who they are. In the old rules for teachers from 1872 and used in prairie schools until the mid-1930s, one of the rules is women teachers who marry or engage in other unseemly conduct will be dismissed. It also says you may ride in a buggy with a man if the man is your father or brother. On the other hand, slightly later, rules say men teachers may have one afternoon free per month for courting purposes. What unseemly conduct is depends on who you are. When Jesus tells the story of the prodigal, he doesn't say what he thinks dissolute living means. He leaves it to the imaginations of his audience. And about dissolute living, we have very good imaginations. So much so that many, many paintings and stories have been made out of people's lascivious imaginations about what the younger son was doing while he was away. And lascivious is another good word because it means the lust you imagine in other people. Every family has someone who wanders. Every family has someone who thinks they're deserving. Every family has someone who squanders their fortune or spends it in ways that the others don't approve of. And usually, we are all of those things at some point in the course of our lives. The one who wanders, the one who's lost, the one who is angry, the one who remains, the one who's deserving, the one who squanders. We are all those things. This is a story about family in all its many forms. Church family, community family, nation family, religious family. It's about the ways people love or disregard one another, get angry, misunderstand one another, squander and squabble. It's about selfishness and forgiveness, about the coming of wisdom, and about profligate, prodigious love in the face of all of those things. I want to tell you a story. Bob told this story on a moth broadcast on public radio in the US. Bob told the story for the very first time in public for this weekend, leading up to the Sunday when we tell the story we call the prodigal son. Bob's father grew up on a farm, but became a doctor, an ophthalmologist, an eye doctor. The family said he could fix anything, a tractor or an eye. Bob moved away from his small town when he was very young and never went back. He kept in touch mostly by phone. This bothered his brother Jim a lot. Jim felt abandoned and angry. When Bob's father was sick, Bob flew across time zones to get to the city hospital where his father lay dying. And he had a last few hours with his father. And after his father had died, and after he and his mother had cried, his mother picked up the phone to call Jim. And she told him, "Your father has just died." And then she told him the big secret, the reason Bob had gone away, the reason Bob had never come back and felt there would be no welcome at home. She said to Jim, "You have a sister. Her name is Barb. She'd like to come home. I want her to come home." Now, when Barb got home, her brother was confused by the change. He wanted to be kind, but he still felt left out, betrayed that he hadn't been included, sad he had missed these years of Barb's life, and grieving for the brother that he felt he had lost. They were in a small town, and Barb wanted to keep a pretty low profile. She wanted people to know who she was, but she didn't want to detract from the celebration of her father's life. So she was pretty surprised when a whole bunch of her old friends arrived at the house carrying cases of beer. Even more surprised, you see, because Barb's old friends were the high school football team. Barb used to play quarterback. At the end of the night, feeling her brother's arm around her shoulders, sitting with her mom and her friends in the home she thought she'd never see again, with a town family she believed she could never be a part of, her brother turned to her and said, "This is our prodigal son story. Our father fixed this too. Even in his death, he's fixing us. Even in his death, he's fixing us." In this time of Lent, the time of reconciliation and forgiveness, we remember, even in his death, Christ is fixing us. Amen.